Yeah. I want to ask you regarding bowing.
Yes.
Just now you were talking about the speed, it shouldn't be too slow.
No need, natural.
Natural. So it can be slow, can be fast, up to individual.
It's up to you.
Up to you, okay.
But when you do it slow, you know what is happening. You are using your thought to control it.
Not necessary.
You go and try and you find out yourself.
Because the other day I was doing in the morning, and then I just let my body do it, do the job.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and then everything come as one. It was very nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is because you have been doing it before, isn't it?
Yeah, I did
it. No, when you did it before, when you are here, your faith and your need is not your nature. Your mind state everything because of the faith and you have done it before. Here, the nature is different. Our collective consciousness is different, the great being's consciousness. So when you have the faith, you do. What happened was, like she said, the body and mind as one, you feel very light, very good, very peaceful. No thought, where you are aware. And that is because when you are mindful, the things slow down by itself. Understand now? It will reach a tempo that is suitable for you, appropriate for you, and you will know one. That's why I say, don't try to do it, just do until it comes. That's why when it comes, you know you are doing it slowly. But it's not you purposely do it slowly, understand? When you started, like, everything not connected, you understand? Your whole movement, not like what you described, the final product, like body and mind as one, no thought, very soothing. Now this is the final product, understand? But when you started, you cannot. The thought, like, interfere, broken one. Then you try to slow down, you try to do it at whatever pace, you cannot, we have the thought active there. But when I say, don't try to know, just do. Understand? Then, it pick up momentum. Like those who train badminton, understand? If every day you practice, you become very skillful one. Then, spontaneous, understand? Mindfulness is spontaneous. But we develop this mindfulness through bowing, to develop the stability or sati so that you can use it to develop the direct seeing, the awakening. Understand? Sadhu to you. Very good.
Thank you. May I know, is it necessary to do 1,000 within 3 months?
Or up to you.
It's not necessary, right?
It's up to you. But okay. If you can develop it at a faster rate, then your mindfulness build up. Understand?
Ah, okay.
Last time, you know what I do? I one day do 3 times. Every time, 5-10 minutes only. Every time, about maybe 100, sometimes less than that. So 3 times a day is about 200-300. That's why finally, about 2 months, I finish it. But why I say 2 months is because initially, I was not that diligent. Like you say, wow. Average 1 day, how many times? So, I try. But when I get into the tempo, I realize I can do it until body and mind is one. And it's like automatic or not. Zoop, 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 zoop. And like 1 minute can do about 50 or 60 or not. Then that time, I speed up. That's why after that, the second month is very fast. Very fast. At first, based on the pace I do, is about 2 over to 3 months. But when I do until the thing come, within 2 months I finish. Then after that, I'm so mindful, so aware. Oh, that one help. And I have anapanasati. Then my anapanasati becomes so still. Because my mind is already in a state of awareness. Then mind enters sati. Then the breathing, like hardly any breath. Like very subtle, you cannot detect. But when I am with the mindfulness, through bowing and all say, the refined mindfulness allow me to pick it up again. Like no breathing, internal breathing, but the mindfulness can be with it. Then after that, I realize that wherever I locate this mind, it becomes very sensitive. I can feel a lot of things. Then when I come out of it, the movement like magnify. Then like everything away or not. No need to practice, no need to do. Where your mind already enters sati. Then I realize what I see is no more like last time. See, perceive, think, stir. No. Where? Specific phenomenal awareness. The phenomena, the moving car, the natures, the tree, the flower. My awareness is just vivid. The chakra below also, I aim inside his body. Fully aware. Then it's like I can be with everything in nature. As long as I have this awareness. Then my awareness is general, understand? Spacious. That's why just now Siu Ping took the mic from Jayanta, I know. I was answering your question, I was saying, but how do I know? Well, the awareness saw and how Jayanta walked over and passed the mic to her. That's why I recollect and remember she must be having a question or what. Otherwise, why she asked for the mic? Understand? Huh? So when you have general spatial awareness without a center, whatever you all do, my nature can see. If I want to know, I can know. Just now Tracy turned the head like that. Very clear to me. We are within my field of awareness. Then even Casey, I don't know, he know, he blinked his eye many times. Tracy also blinked the eye. But most of the time you all don't know. That's all. Then sometimes you blink because you're sleepy. That instant, understand? So when you are attentive, you tired, go and sleep. Understand now? Don't be shy. Understand? Go and lie down. Snore also never mind. You're tired. But after you recuperate, you maintain awareness. You progress. So this is what meditation is. Understand now? Yeah? So don't go and worry about what people say lah. Must bow slowly lah. Cannot do it fast lah. People who don't know will tell you all this, understand? But you are you, understand now? Everyone is different, unique. That's why I say, up to the
individual.
Read this. Up to the individual to devise. Means you find out, understand now? Devise your own mindfulness training. Everyone is different. Okay?